creativity backwards. Or on not just fixing your writer's block, but making you a better writer. A writer's block just means you haven't yet walked the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails while listening to narrated books created by great beings, philosophers, thinkers, shit-kicking troublemakers, and world's true leaders. Ladies and gentlemen, some of our greatest thinkers are belittled, ridiculed, and pushed into chaos, sometimes worse. Real, meaningful, integrated, authentic, noble, and magnificent education is hard to come by, if not downright impossible to find today. Pay attention to how, in the frenzy to profit from artificial intelligence, world's largest companies exposed how little respect they have for humanity by revealing how much effort goes into shaping what we see, what we think, and how the resulting products are completely skewed. Trusting any institution to deliver real education, especially one that charges a lot of money and does not share all the lectures, is dumb. Everyone else is lying to you, so your school is doing it too. That is the root of your writer's block. It's not you. It's lies, dishonesty, corruption, manipulation, and fear. Fear of poverty, fear of not making it, fear of being seen as less than you really are. Those are the very things you escape when you set off to travel the world's greatest adventure trails. I should stop this poem right here, right now, because I have said all there is. But in addition, I will paint a small picture of how creativity is a two-way trail. On one end, you begin with a deliberate message. This is where your fake education will swiftly shut you down. But on the other end, you let your curiosity and chance drive you forward. Please don't be alarmed, but this method has been used by every quack that has ever lived. This is not to say that you will become a duck or a quack, because they did it for coin. You do it to share your wisdom. You are not like them. But that quacks are successful by using these random chance methods shows you how powerful chance is. Let us begin with something most of us have seen on TV. Tarot cards, runes, and weird bones. All of these are ways to interrogate yourself, sometimes for introspection, sometimes to merely sound smart to your listeners, like I'm doing right now. That was a joke. Stop it. Tarot readings use random cards to help the reader of the cards have something smart to say to the customer. However, a philosopher armed with such a deck or similar would give a magnificent reading. A street hustler, not so much. These methods hope to ignite an idea in you by association, imagination, memories, and of course, chance. And in fact, today you can use image generating AI for the same purpose. You only need to look at the showcase, and if you do like something, you can regenerate your own version. You can even use it along your story as an illustration. But that's not necessary. You don't have to sign up for anything. Just search the internet for AI generated images. There are very many of them. And there is a little bit more to it, because it's not just about the story. You can let the random build the sequence of events in your book. Not everything in your books must be connected to everything else. Look no further, for example, than Indiana Jones moving between multiple places in the world. You know, how he is traveling across the map and there is a red line slowly moving. Yeah, what a breath of fresh air is to experience an adventure within an adventure and sometimes within another adventure. Complete change of scenery. Fantastic! And if you do walk the trails with narrated books playing in your ears, the moment you write down a little thought of wisdom on an index card or in one of your notepads, you begin building something magnitudes greater than tarot. But please, aim not to keep your cards in any order. Shuffle them, and frequently so. Keep them simple and disconnected. Thus, between your adventures, small and large, and the wisdom you keep, you will never, ever be lost for words again.